Gary, you get some tough jobs as a captain, but I guess this morning was one of the most unusual ever. You had to read a letter out from the Supporters Association.
Yeah, that's right. I made aware of this yesterday, and we got the letter the day we were all in here together, and I had to read out the letter was sent for the Supporters Association. So, you know, they're entitled to have an opinion, the fans, and that's everybody's got the right to voice what they think. But some of the lads, you know, when people question whether or not you want to win, or you know whether you care about results, then that got under a few people's skin, and I think that's not the case. I think everybody that plays and everybody that's here wants to win. As soon as they pull on the jersey, they'll give everything they can to try and get the win and keep this club in the division, regardless of whether they're going to be here next year or where they're going to be. You don't want, as a professional footballer, to have a black mark on your name as being relegated with the team that you were at. So for myself and the other boys, I'd just like to say that everybody gives everything they can for the game, and all right, the results over the last few games haven't been there and people question performances, but still I think the will to win's still there, and we've no gave up. We're still in a better position than the teams below us, and it's in our hands. And if we all stick together and the fans can get behind us, and I think the fans were good. They've been good the whole season, even though it's been up and down. But if we can just stick together over the last three weeks and get behind us, get behind everybody, we stick together on the pitch, then it'll be enough to see us over the line.
The letter implies that your professionalism and your pride is being questioned. That must hurt.
Yeah, of course it does. You know, no footballer likes to be questioned over his commitment or whether he's given enough in a game. And I think in our case, you know, it's been frustrating and it's not been great football being played, but we've always gave 100% to try and at least get something out of the game. And when people were questioning that, then it's a hard one to take. But there's nothing that I can say here that's going to change people's minds on that. It needs to be done on the pitch on Saturday, Friday and the games after that then people start to realise, well, maybe we were wrong for questioning their commitment, their desire, and get behind us. And like I says, it's only us on the pitch that can show that. There's no point in talking about it. It needs to be done on Saturday.
The supporters asked for a reply, and you have given a reply in print, but as you say, out there on the pitch is the best place to give a response, and starting at Leeds on Saturday.
Yeah, of course it is, and they've been on a poor run, and we think we can go there and get the win. Of course we can. Like you says, out of respect for the fans that wrote the letter, we've replied and we've had that discussion. But I think the most important thing is that we all stick together and we do our talking on the pitch.
And the gaffer joined in training this morning. You reckon he might play?
I've got no idea. You'd need to ask him. He looks sharp. I don't know whether his ankle's been niggling him or not, but he looked decent today. But he's missed a lot of weeks football, and whether or not he plays on Saturday, you would need to ask him. I don't know.
Football's such a funny game. After the QPR performance, when you were so good, two performances at home that you maybe want to forget.
Well, after the QPR performance, we were worse off. Yeah. So that's football, and we could be sitting here after them two games playing equally as bad, but if the teams below us hadn't picked up any points, it wouldn't be this meeting. But that's just the way football is. The teams below us are now fighting for their lives of picking up points, and we need to do the same. We need to win games and pick up points as quick as possible.
And finally, we've read the letter that was sent to the players. We've read the response that the players have made. There's a clear message at the bottom. We're all in it together.
Yeah, of course we are, and that's what we need. That's what I'm trying to emphasise out to everybody that comes and watches us and takes an interest in Blackpool, to stick together, see this season over the line, get behind us. We'll do the exact same on the pitch. We'll give everything we've got. And then at the end of the season, when we're in this division, then go voice your opinions or do whatever you want to do. But for now, in the next 3 weeks, five games, just get behind the team, give us everything, all the support that they can, and we'll in return try and give everything and more to keep this club in the Championship.